It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
What's going on locally?
Well, this is really big news, actually. It's all over the place, and Denver is getting a women's soccer team.
Hey!
Yes! The Sports. NWSL's 16th team is heading to Denver, and it's actually big money. It's a record $110 million expansion fee, but
wow.
It's huge news right
that?
Now in the sports. There's an owner.
Is it Kroenke?
It was not Kroenke.
No, it's
I know.
The financial group CEO Robert Cohen.
Yes.
Is one of the guys that.
So he's going to be the head.
Put the bid out there. He'll be the head. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is big news, Josh.
It
for
is.
Denver.
Yeah. I mean, it's anytime Denver can bring another major league team to the city is awesome. And the absolute like growth that you've seen in women's sports, especially in the WNBA and then also the Women's Soccer League, like. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's a big, big deal for all sports. I mean, there's been a massive disparity between women's sports and men's sports over the last forever.
You heard
and
that.
And so when you see that these leagues are expanding, though, it's a big deal. And it really is, especially, I mean, there's a lot of young soccer ladies out there that have grown up playing soccer and for the longest time didn't necessarily have anyone to cheer for. And now that those leagues are expanding, it's a big deal, man. And it's going to be really cool.
That's
I actually
great.
Don't see the year that they're going to be starting the building here of the team. But I know that another team was just bought as well. And that one will be starting in 2026 out in California. So the league is expanding. It's going to be a big deal. So it's going to be a few years until it happens.
Do they have a name yet?
No, not yet.
No name.
No, it got bought yesterday. So this
just
is
just news it was happening came out yesterday.
But it's
second
a big deal,
question.
Man. It's exciting.
I have a second question.
Yes.
What's up?
Do ladies and women soccer wear cups?
No, shin guards.
I would assume.
Do shin guards?
Right? No
well, they
cups.
All wear shin guards.
Well, maybe they do,
I
though.
No
I don't know.
Because I still feel like
question.
If you still got kicked there.
You still want to protect
your
lady.
You still want to protect
goods?
Your hoo-ha,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. You do.
You do.
Just curious.
Sure. And if a ball hits you there, it's going
to I know.
Hurt.
That's the thing. Like, I played soccer when I was younger. And
I did,
yeah,
too.
You had to wear it was a little boy's cup, you know, when I played. Little teeny tiny cup.
Little.
It was really small. But, you know, it just got me thinking. Like, if the ladies, I mean, I still wouldn't want to be kicked there if I was a lady, so.
No. I would, you know what, Jer, I'll let you ask that question.
Yeah.
When this gets all started up, you get me down there with a mic.
We'll get to the bottom of that.
Get me down there with a mic
for
immediately.
Sure. That's funny. But
way
that
to make
is
it
where...
about yourself.
No,
though.
I wasn't making it about myself. I'm making
cool,
it about the ladies.
It's a huge deal. It's a really cool thing
it is a
for
huge
women's
deal.
Sports.
You want them to be
for
safe.
The women's sports world. And also, there's a lot of rumors about how there could also be a WNBA franchise coming to Denver, Colorado.
That's huge
here.
Too, man.
That's also huge.
What, Katie?
Yes,
Katie's
women
got her
can
hand
wear
up.
Protective cups in soccer, and pelvic protectors are designed specifically for female athletes.
Thank you very much.
You don't want.
I wasn't being silly.
Pelvic
I was being concerned.
Crushed.
Yeah.
Gotta protect that hoo-ha.
It's concern. I get it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we. Gave you an
thank
answer.
You for clarifying,
glad we,
Katie.
Yeah, thank you okay. for answering
this,
that, Katie.
And making this
I'm
a
not
mature conversation.
You're
Josh
welcome.
Is getting all awkward over there.
No, I'm just said I'm not searching that. That's good that Katie did. That's good.
Thank you, Katie.
Let her have that search history. All
well,
right.
Good.
Let's move on to something parents are
I don't
want to
move
really...
on.
I like this story. Well, a free day at the zoo. How
hey,
about that?
Hey, there you go.
That's
hey.
Worth moving on for a
now,
week
Now, should
from
you wear
today,
a cup to the zoo?
Yes, you should.
My goodness.
Lions, tigers,
dare I say,
bears.
The peacock will come and they'll attack you. Those peacocks will get you.
Honestly, the geese walking around there, too,
and the
are
geese,
so mean.
Those beaks, man, they can chomp down.
The geese are so mean. Sorry, Katie.
Yeah,
go ahead,
Katie.
Katie.
The geese
good?
Are mean. The geese are mean.
Jeremy and Josh over here, you
no,
good?
I'm good.
Okay.
I think it's very important to wear cups
it
on a
is.
Daily basis.
You know, you're thinking of safety, and that's why I like it. That's why I like the advice you're giving. Is
you're
because
welcome.
It is, you know, okay. All right, so a free day at the zoo. It's a week from today, and all you have to do is get to denverzoo.org and search Community Free Day. If you are a member at the zoo, you don't have to worry about getting registered, but it's a big deal because things are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Preach gosh. It. So if you want to get your whole family out for an affordable day at the zoo, there it is, a week from today,
go.
Free day at the zoo.
All right.
And this is really exciting for me, and I hope you guys will like this as well. Bojangles is coming to Colorado.
What the hell's a Bojangles?
What
is
that? It's a fried
that?
Chicken chain.
Hey!
Hey!
I thought it was a no. burger joint. Bojangles no. is fried chicken.
Let me look
fried
them up.
Fried chicken, Southern Care. I know. Google will
oh God,
help you.
You all right? You got a fried chicken lodged in your esophagus right now.
So the fried chicken chain is they've got like 800 locations across the U.S., and they're looking at expanding a lot in the next couple
years.
That's
a good-looking chicken sandwich.
Boneless like, chicken favorites.
Yes. And I love fried chicken chains. Like, I'm Blow so bites. Obsessed right now. I actually want to do a video comparing all the different fried chicken chains in Colorado. Look for that. But the Bojangles in Pueblo, that's the first one that's going to be coming the middle of this year.
Hey, they have
Pueblo?
A pork chop griller.
They do. They have
the
pork
chop griller looks
yes!
good.
Yes. So next year is when they're going to be opening something closer to Denver, but the first one's going up in Pueblo for the state of
they
Colorado.
They have a merch store.
They yes! were big in Texas. I remember seeing
it's
Bojangles
huge.
Everywhere
like,
when I
yeah,
lived there.
Yeah, they have their Bowberry biscuits that I see all over social media.
The what?
Oh my God, I want to try them.
I won't go there just because I'm not going to order biscuit. That. I'm yes. not going to say that.
Why? It's fun to say.
I'll take a Bowberry biscuit.
Yeah, you will.
No,
you're
it's like
Bowberry
I don't
biscuit.
Order the avocado salad at Red Robin
oh,
because
my,
I refuse
yes.
to say it.
Why?
The avocado.
It's fun.
I just point and I say, "Give
That's
me that
like,
salad."
That's like Jeremy. When I got the chicken tender things at Red Robin, you can't say chicken tenders. I want the clucks and fries.
Yeah. I'm not saying
no.
clucks and fries.
Clucks, yeah.
Never.
No.
Katie, have you ever been to Church's Chicken?
Yes.
So
love it.
Our joke when I was in college is every Sunday we go there and we're like, going to church.
Yeah.
We're going to church.
Yeah.
Their chicken was really good.
Praise Jesus.
There's too many really good chicken places.
No,
there are.
There's too many chicken
Watch
places.
Watch your mouth, young man.
Shut your mouth.
That's why I liked Chick-fil-A when I worked there. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
Yes. Oh, more
so
chicken.
Stupid.
Oh,
so
the
stupid.
Chicken.
Where okay. was this Bojangles going to be popping up?
Pueblo for this year and next year Denver. They're
we'll
gonna
let
get
you
a
go down to Pueblo
closer.
And try it.
I will, too.
Shoot your little chicken
I've
video.
I've never been there, but that's how they're going to get me
With
there.
Your greasy Gosh. Fingers.
I already have a, I've got a few chicken videos on my phone. I've already started it.
Actually, that would be a good title. Like, just call it Greasy Fingers.
Yeah.
That's a podcast.
That's actually not
That's
a bad
Katie's
idea,
podcast.
Jeremy.
Greasy fingers.
Greasy fingers.
Oh my gosh!
You guys just started a million. You gotta. Hey, you gotta get that.
Where's my story I wanted to give you? That is right up the alley of your
greasy fingers.
Greasy colon. Fingers.
Here's this story. An opportunity that you completely missed out on. There's this dude named Anthony Gilbert. He's also known as Call Anthony online. And he's gone viral because he's a blue-collar food critic.
Ooh.
Instead of going to high-end restaurants, this guy goes around to gas stations and corner stores and samples all their foods and makes videos
about
it.
Oh, my gosh.
It. This is right. This is an opportunity you
I
missed
need to
out
meet
on.
Him.
And it's funny you brought that up about your Greasy Fingers podcast.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I need to be friends with this guy. Like, this is exactly
I've seen
up
him.
My alley.
He's a food influencer.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what? Don't underestimate a good gas station burrito.
No,
he
I
knows
think
what's
he's
up.
Done. He's done these things where he will, like, he'll get all the food, and he's, like, saved restaurants because people will go find where he has reviewed the food, and, like, if they're going out of business or something like that, they'll line the streets. I've seen this guy before.
Smoked neck bones.
Oh, my gosh.
Juiced pineapple frozen cups, gas station burgers, like, all the crappy food you can get at all these little spots. He goes in and reviews them.
And you
That's
know,
you!
That is me. And growing up in North Dakota, gas stations are a delicacy up there. You can buy fried chicken. You can get your whole day's worth of food at the gas station if you want to.
Well, it's like when the Mavericks started popping here.
Yeah.
I had no idea you could go in and they'd like make you something at the counter there.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, I'm just here for gas. But they're like,
so
no.
Fresh.
You know,
Would
I
you
like
a
Bucky's.
Caesar salad?
Exactly.
I love a good Maverick gas station.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Bucky's is all the rage. And I understand Bucky's is awesome. But like Mavericks are everywhere here in Colorado. And I love a good Maverick.
No, I love the gas stations right now that are playing around with mac and cheese. They put mac and cheese and they throw some brisket on there, some pulled pork.
It all tastes like Petro, though.
Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
All right.
It's got that gas fume taste.
This stuff is gas.
It's premium, okay?
Hey, look real quick and see if greasyfingers.com is taken.
Okay, doing it.
See where that
tastes. Should I search that on the
work Search it real
quick.
Be very careful.
Greasyfingers.com.
Oh, no.
Is it?
Oh, gosh.
This website is blocked.
Oh,
no. GoDaddy says get it.
You can get it.
I'm telling you, you better do it. Everybody's.
I know.
Tens of people are listening right now. They might scoop that up.
They might scoop up. Watch, we'll go back and it'll already be bought.
Tens of people are going to scoop that up. Greasyfingers.com.
That's funny.
What else is going on? Well, along the same lines, today is National Drinking Straw Day. Are we still mad at drinking straws? Is that come and gone? Or
I have one in my water bottle.
I know.
It helps.
It's reusable, though.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Still, it's a straw.
I like the OG plastic straw with the bendy.
Yeah.
The little accordion bendy. I got a box of them in my drawer at the, in the kitchen at home. Well, every day at around 2:30, 3 o'clock, I make myself an iced coffee because I'm a girl.
Yeah.
And I put a straw in it.
Yeah.
It's the only way I can, it tastes better.
Sippy sippy.
It's my little sippy. It's my little afternoon treat. I'm like, Jerry, you've been a good boy today. It's time for a little iced coffee, a little Splenda, a little half and half in there.
And so we're celebrating straws today?
I guess today's the day that you celebrate straws, but not those stupid paper ones that dissolve.
Exactly.
Screw that straw.
Those don't work at all.
At all, and they stick to your, like, right there on your lip.
That's
well,
the
if you leave
I
it in there,
is,
if you leave it in there for more than 15 seconds, it starts to fall apart.
Yeah.
In
it's mush, man.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Don't
anyway,
like it.
But you guys didn't answer my question. Are we still mad at plastic straws? Does anybody know?
I don't think I ever was. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people were, but I think that came and went pretty darn quick. Here's another story for Katie's. Actually, something you are not going to have to worry about. Bags of market side broccoli florets from Walmart in 20 states are being recalled due to listeria contamination. So check your bags of broccoli, unless you're Katie, and make sure you throw those away.
Eat
you
broccoli.
Don't eat vegetables.
Yes, I
there's
do.
Not a chance. You haven't had a vegetable in your intestines in probably 15 years.
Are you
years.
Kidding me? I eat vegetables, and I have a little vegetable
a
drink.
No, I think you're
no,
a liar.
No, I'm not. No, I eat veggies.
I love a good
I
veggie drink.
I eat all the food.
I eat the cauliflower buffalo wings.
Deep fried cauliflower.
Those
it's
aren't bad. Those
when
aren't
was
bad.
The last time
lie.
You just had a bowl of steamed broccoli?
Oh, I mean, well, there's...
Back in 96.
Why do I have to do that?
Back
that
in 96.
Boring.
Are you with a little butter and salt and pepper on there? Are you kidding me? Oh, that sounds you can, so good.
Yes,
that
oh, that's what I mean. But
don't put butter on
broccoli,
it,
yeah, steamed broccoli with butter and salt and pepper.
Don't put butter on it, though.
You got to put butter
no.
on it.
No. So we try to have broccoli like 2 or 3 times a week because, you know, we want our children to hate us. And I steam it and go in dry, man. Just plain steamed broccoli. That's the best
no
way to do it.
No seasonings or anything?
No, I just like it plain.
Oh.
Well, you get used to it.
I mean,
and you, as you're eating it, you just have to keep telling yourself, this is good for me.
You pretend it's a donut. You're like,
that's when,
oh,
Kate, you
got to
smell the
like
chocolate. You got to smell the chocolate and then eat the broccoli. Smell the chocolate.
And like the whole time you got to be like, my colon is thanking me for this. My colon is thanking me for this. It's like a, it just scrapes everything out, Katie.
Is that what it does?
It's all that greasy chicken out of there.
Oh.
So how about this? Hilda the calf looks like any other cow, but she has been genetically modified to pass less gas. It's a less gassy cow that they are developing right now because
the
if
methane.
You know anything about cows, yes, they do toot a lot, and they produce so much of the world's greenhouse gases that now they're breeding less flatulent cows.
So the plants that make all those lithium batteries for your cars to be green
cows.
Aren't the,
no,
aren't
global
the
warming
worries?
Is the cow's fault.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if
cows.
You know this.
This is like
not,
well known for years.
Exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Cows okay. be tooting. Okay. Tooting cows. Okay. So they're modified to fart less. How do we get this done with my mother-in-law?
Oh.
Feed her some broccoli.
Yeah, right.
No, that's the opposite effect. Opposite effect. What else is going on? Scientists have discovered the secret behind hula hoops. Hula hoops. They did some sort of big mathematical study at some fancy laboratory in New York and found that the body type plays a big role in keeping the hula hoop moving. You think?
Yeah. So really? An apple type isn't going to get it going?
No, an apple
type
is not, and a string bean type is not. You got to have
that
them
hourglass.
Hips.
You got to
have them hips and booty,
yeah,
Katie.
Pear or hourglass.
Yeah, and then that's what keeps the hula hoop going, essentially. Yeah. They needed a giant study for this? I don't think so.
They just wanted a bunch of curvy people
exactly.
going over there.
Yeah.
And a hula
that's
hooping.
That's what it is.
Looking for people with big booties.
Big booties. You know all what? Right. Yep, that stays up there.
Booty,
there
booty,
we go.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Speaking of big booties, here's your Fat America. Man, we're talking about food a lot during this trending report. That's all right. IHOP is now offering snickerdoodle pancakes
ooh.
For the entire month of January, Katie Cat. Topped with cinnamon and sugar and cream cheese icing. Oh.
I like the
that
pumpkin
actually
cakes
got me
better.
Going. Really?
Yeah.
You're a pumpkin cake.
I know.
Here's your Fat America. Let's do this. Make your way to our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. Check out the link and the pictures, bro. of this fashion company out of some faraway land. I didn't write it down. That's right. It doesn't matter. It some far, doesn't far matter. Away land. Their new garments are made strictly out of bubble wrap. It's bubble wrap clothing, and they have gone viral online, and they're actually being sold in some malls.
Of course.
There's a jacket that's about $116. There's a dress that's about $90. But anyway, it's all made out of bubble wrap.
Don't sit too hard.
I know, right?
Right, yeah. Like
pop it.
Twist it. Smack it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Remember those?
Yeah,
it'd be a good date for like, or a good dress for like prom night. Like if you're hugging really close, it's like pop, 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 pop. And it'll alert your parents if you're making out.
Is it straight up just bubble wrap or is it like looked made to look like bubble wrap?
Straight up bubble wrap, bro.
That's it?
Straight up. Yeah. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.